boom of the 1970s. Farmers made up only 4.6% of the American workforce in the early 1970s, yet this tiny minority generated 19% of the United States exports. At the same time, they fed an unprecedented average of 48 people per farmer, many of those outside the United States. It was what American farmers had been striving for, a period of growth and prosperity. The Soviet Union, then the world's largest nation, along with various smaller countries in the communist bloc, opened their borders in 1970 to agricultural trade with the United States. In 1972, the Soviet Union experienced a major wheat crop failure. During this time, additional crop failures outside of North America spurred massive foreign buying of American grain. Commodity prices soared, and farmers prospered. Farmers were encouraged to expand and increase production to take advantage of the booming market. Farmers took out loans, bought land, and invested in cutting-edge technologies such as innovative irrigation systems, specialized and more efficient farm machinery, and new pesticides and herbicides. Flourishing foreign trade with the Soviet bloc enlarged the export market for agriculture, and American farmers reaped robust profits. How long would this new cycle of prosperity last? How would American agriculture adapt to the challenges of a global economy? How would agriculture adapt to an increasingly complex and technological world, transitioning into a new era in history? Consider these and other questions as you explore Growing a Nation into a New Millennium.